It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good afternoon and welcome to On the Tee Florida, two pros and a hack and the humor squad on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com. And it's September 14th, 2023, on the Tee Florida, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dog Brewing, serving breakfast daily. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole. Full swing clubhouse and a nice day out there. Tom Gribben in the house, of course, St. Petersburg's most interesting man. You've got a show coming up here in November. You're traveling to Italy. You've got a book and they're looking at it from a film perspective. What are you not doing?
You know, I am pretty interesting these days. Yeah, you're right.
I was.
You let all those things. I'm even interested.
I was having a conversation about you today and about my, working the hours that I'm working now. And I said, you know, the reality is I can't hold a candle to you. As far as the hours you're putting in, how diligent you are in keeping busy, working out. I think I know your age, but you're kind of my role model now, my man.
Yeah, you're doing well. You work pretty hard. Every time I try and call you, you're working. You're either on the golf machines here, the simulators, and the two shows that you're doing. You know,
I keep busy. But then we've got this guy that does the show up on the beach. This John Rieger, you know, he does this Snoop Dogg rendition.
He's my hero, yeah, right there, Rieger.
That's where I want. That's where we aspire to be. He's got Jimmy Buffett probably in the background. He's got his Cuban cigar. He's got a little Ice Pick vodka, and he's going to carry us for the next two hours.
And he still plays scratch golf, which you and I don't.
Exactly. What's going on, my man? How are you, John? What a great time last week down here with the Jimmy Buffett tribute. I want to thank Tom. I want to thank. It was Rick Merrigan. Is that right?
Pete Merrigan.
I had a Rick Merrigan I went to high school with. I should ask him if he had any relatives there. But what a great event and a couple of hours. A tribute to your friend Jimmy Buffett, and John Rieger was in the house, and that was a blast, my man.
It absolutely was. It's great to be back on the Tee Radio, on the Tee Florida Golf Radio this week. And I was just listening to your intro about the tribute to Tom Gribben, not Jimmy Buffett. I'm like, hey, Tom's still alive, isn't he? And and so, you know, when you said you can't hold a candle to him, you know why you can't? Because he burns his candle at both ends. So hats off to Tom, and he's just getting better and wiser as he gets older.
Well, thank you, John. And you do know that some guys have bigger candles than others.
Exactly. Well, it's all about the size of the wick.
Here we go, and we don't even have Carrie McNally in the house yet. Patty Suzette, the cart girl, she has the day off, and Carrie McNally is battling traffic on 275. But we've got a great show. We've got Gene Elliott. We've had him on before. Of course, Gene Elliott has won the British Senior Championship Open. He has won the U.S. An accomplished golfer. I think you've been on with when we've had him on.
Yeah.
And his good friend Mike McCoy led the U.S. Walker Cup to a championship. I tried to get Mike on. He'll be on next week. His son, who my son battled many, many times, Nate McCoy, he's playing in the mid. What is it, John? It's the mid amateur. Is that right?
It's the USGA has I don't know how many major championships they have now as far as their collection. You know, a major championship, obviously, in our mind is like Masters, U.S. Open, the Open Championship, and the PGA. But you know, when you talk about championships for the USGA, they might have 16 or 17 of them now. And the mid-amateur was created years ago where it became evident that amateur golf used to be played by businessmen like Gene. We're actually being dominated now by the college kids coming out and the U.S. amateurs. So they actually created a category called the mid-amateur, and it's for kids and, you know, that have grown up, and college kids have grown up and they've gone into business and they're not trying to play on the tour. And so, you know, mid-amateur sounds pretty old. I think you have to be like at least 25 or something to play. So it's not like you're, know, that you're that old to play. But it actually is a coveted major championship within the USGA.
That's pretty cool. Hey, who are our sponsors today,
Mike? Our sponsors today, of course, our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. We've, of course, Champa Bay, which is a wonderful, refreshing drink that we can say that right now with the Rays on the verge of a league championship, a division championship. The Bucks won.
On the verge of a four-game sweep of the Orioles to take the lead in the
I love your American optimism. East. I love your optimism. And, of course, Sea Dogs Brewery, serving breakfast daily where John and I dine. On Friday morning, good friend of the show, and of course Michelob Ultra, and each and every
week. That's what I'm drinking right now. That's why I wanted you to mention them.
They support us, and I have some breaking news on the sponsor side. Down here in the lower nine, which we're going to start identifying as the Yingling flight level, and this, of course, is the Michelob Ultra level. And the two parties, they allowed me to get them involved. So now we've got Yingling down below.
All right.
And they'll be helping us with a lot of our in-house and outside events. And looking forward to that. Here comes Gary McNally, fresh off 275, the Indianapolis 500 of St. Petersburg and the surrounding area. And, of course, we also are going to talk to this young lady we ran into, John Rager, you'd be impressed. Good afternoon, young man. There's Carrie McNally in the house. This young lady that we met the other day having breakfast at, we actually ate there Monday. And all of a sudden we asked her what she was doing, and we're talking about the golf show. And she said, well, I was a golfer. I was a high school golfer. Her name is Sadie Slapowski, and you know the family.
I know her family. As soon as she said her name, I knew the whole family. A lot of St. Pete folks grown up here go back years and years and years. Matter of fact, her uncle and I went to high school together, and he owns Pasadena Liquors down there. And they sell ice pick vodka. I'm going to go down there and make sure they sell all
the vodka. Make sure you do.
I will.
I can go along with you and put the hard clothes on them.
Mike, anyway. I know exactly what you're thinking right now.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I was going to continue.
You're thinking I can't do it. No. Is there anyone in the Tampa Bay area that Tom doesn't know well?
Well, I didn't know that. I was finishing her bio of Sadie, so it looks impressive.
Yeah.
Sadie actually was the only girl golfer at Boca Ciega. The boys that work for me just left there. And so she played on the boys' team.
Right.
She ended up going to Daytona State Junior College and got a full ride. And then
golf scholarship.
Yeah. And then she went down to Florida Golf. And she's been on the Golf Channel on several occasions. She played in that event at Pebble Beach with the Champions Play with the First Tee Kids.
Wow.
And she got to have breakfast with Bernard Longer and Tom Watson. So she'll be on in the second hour along with Mark Egli. So we've got a great show.
Bernard Longer, the friendly vampire, you know, he's 173 years old.
And he's from Germany. Oh, he's in the house. I was not even going to do his in-depth bio.
My favorite pro. Here he is.
The man, the myth, the legend in the house, of course, Bill Butner. And he probably just got done toiling over there at St. Pete Country Club. Former head coach at Eckerd College for 21 years. He's tearing up the set and was on the PGA Tour for 15 years.
15 years on the tour.
There we go.
With the U.S. Opens. Yeah, I can do this all
got,
day.
Bill, you got here late, but we have someone to introduce you to today, Sadie.
Sadie.
Kapowski.
Sadie.
Well, no, she'll be sitting right next to you.
Oh, she will.
Yeah. She played a bogey. You let her get away from.
She was a lady golfer. She was the only girl on the boys' team
at bogey. How'd you miss
her? Golf scholarship after that.
It's called money.
She went to Daytona State Junior College.
Why?
And
because she got money.
And then she went to Florida Gulf and got money. But you'll meet her in the second hour.
Great. Still a great golfer.
I know her very well.
Oh, you do? Good.
Oh, I do.
Well, who don't you know?
I'm not surprised.
Well, Sadie will be sitting right next to you about 6:05, my friend.
She's going
to
take my spot. I got
to
go.
And then we're going to be talking to Mark Egli, of course. So we've had him on several times. And I will let John do all these introductions when we get our
guest
on. Is
John on the phone right now?
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's trying to get a word in edgewise.
Rager, where are you at?
Hey, I've been listening to the show as a fan. I can tell you I'm really looking forward to having Gene Elliott on because for our listeners out there, and the tickler is that next week we're going to have Mike McCoy on, who was the victorious captain of the USA Walker Cup team. And Gene Elliott, obviously, I mean, we've had him on the show before. You know, he had the distinction of winning two major amateur championships in 1 year. He won the 2021 Senior British Amateur, and then he won the 2021 U.S. Senior Amateur. So not many people, you can only register that maybe on one hand of people that have done that in their lifetimes. But we're going to have Mike McCoy on. But Gene's going to talk a little bit about Mike McCoy, because in 2015-2019, Gene Elliott, Mike McCoy won the U.S. Amateur four-ball. Four-ball is where you both play and you take the lowest score in each hole, versus foursome is where you play alternate shot, two-on-two. So 2015-2019 U.S. Amateur four-ball champion with Mike McCoy. So Gene Elliott's going to have some insights on that, and as the Walker Cup as well, as we lead up to having Mike McCoy, who's now a famous golf celebrity, more than just being from Iowa, more than just being from the USGA, but now he's a worldwide figure in amateur golf by virtue of being captain of the victorious Walker Cup team.
Well, I'm looking forward to both those conversations. And, of course, we've had Mark Egli on, he knew you, and you guys paths had crossed in the past. And he's a five-time PGA Teacher of the Year in the state of Iowa, mentored Zach Johnson, of course, our Ryder Cup captain when he was at Drake University. And even in his youth, he helped his father, who was a chiropractor back in Iowa, work with Zach Johnson. So some great ties there. And I know it's state of Iowa, and I'm going to get corned to death, but these guys actually, have significance in the national side of golf, Bill Butner.
Hey, Mike, speaking of, before we put Bill back on here, speaking of Zach Johnson, he and several other Ryder Cup team members are playing in the Fortinet Championship, which is the first tournament of the 2023 fall FedEx Cup Series. And Zach Johnson's playing pretty well for an old guy there, and he's competing in that tournament with Max Homa and Justin Thomas and several others. So we'll talk about that when we start talking about the PGA Tour leaderboard. But, Bill, go right ahead. What do you got for us?
No, I was going to say, I saw the lineup for the one overseas there, and they have all the cast of characters playing there, getting ready for their side of the Ryder Cup. So even Luke Donald's playing.
Let me ask you this, Bill, as a player.
Wait, Luke's playing?
Luke is actually playing.
So is that okay? Let's talk about that then. How often have we had player captains?
No, he's not playing the Ryder Cup. They're playing in an event right now.
Oh,
okay. Up to it.
Sorry.
Come on, stay with me, man.
It's a Renaissance man. I love this guy. You know that he makes wine. He's a painter. Oil painting. His paintings go for $50,000 a piece. Plays the classical piano.
And he's a graduate of Northwestern College,
right,
where my daughter knew him when she was going to, she actually was going to med school and then converted to law school.
There it is.
She ran into Luke Donald. She didn't even know who he was. And she said, Dad, you might know this guy. He's older than I, but he comes back a little bit.
Great broadcasting name. Two first names.
Luke. That's
a good broadcasting
Luke
name.
Donald.
Luke Donald.
But I wanted to ask you, and I'll get John on this too. What's your opinion? Do you think these guys should be playing in competition? You know, we've only got 2 weeks until the Ryder Cup starts on the 30th, of course, over in Italy. Do you think they should be playing competitively? Justin Thomas, definitely.
I was going to say, if you're rusty, yes, definitely. But I would also mimic the golf course you're going to play. So I would go overseas and play in something that resembles the Rome site. So I would...
Billy Gold Hill is what it sounds like. A refined one, but it sounds like it's going to be brutal. And that's one of the topics I wanted to bring up
it
to you
sounds,
guys.
It sounds tough, Bill.
Yeah, they say they've never... Oh, Lord. One of the girl golfers at Eckerd College, that's her home course.
And really?
I talked to her.
We need to get her on.
Tell me when.
Next week. I'm serious right now.
The way you came limping in here today, I'm not sure you could get through the front nine there.
Wow. Well, I have carts. They have carts.
Ouch. Are you hurt a little bit, BB?
I have no hip.
Not for the Ryder Cup. They don't have.
That's right.
Are you going to get a new one?
I'm going to get a new one.
All right.
When's that going to happen?
Probably December.
Can we do it on air?
Well, here we go, the geriatric hour, as we break down the...
No, Come on, exactly. John will tell you that.
Yeah.
And I see Patty has served up her...
The bar's not open. You can walk. You can walk your no hip.
That's why,
Marcus. I'll pick up the tab, but you got to walk down and pick it up at the break.
Bill,
what do you want?
When they
he wants an ice pick. He wants one of those Tampa Bays.
When we were,
he sucks down about five right when he gets here.
When we were announcing our sponsors earlier, you know, we failed to mention the Tampa Bay because you and Patty weren't here, and so you know, there's nothing we could say about. You got holding up the blue drinks. So now you're here.
Did we get all the sponsorships mentioned?
Yes.
Everybody, we're going to do it again as soon as Bill gets his drink. Good.
And I'm trying to stay on point until you started the geriatric hour here.
Well, no.
And you're the youngster of the group.
Stay on point. Go for it.
He's got a knee or a hip or something.
I'm working on it. So I want to go back to this, John Rager. As far as you were talking about the difficulty, because I want to discuss the Ryder Cup a little bit, and then we'll start having our interviews. But Stuart Sink and Zach were over there last week, and Stuart's one of the captains, and both of them collectively have played 10 times in Ryder Cup competition, and they said of all the tracks that they have played on, they agreed wholeheartedly that this is the toughest test, and it'll be a test of their ability to coach, because you got to look at the guys aren't going to want to go back to back is what they're saying.
Well, you know, just chime in on this. Actually, the whole team, the whole U.S. team went over there. I don't know if you saw that on the social media or not, but the whole U.S. team went over there for a quick look at the golf course and check everything out. So it was kind of quiet. In fact, one of our humor cast members had mentioned in a text that, you know, the LIV golfers are wearing the shorts. And I look at it, and I look, and that's our captain, Zach Johnson, walking down the runway of the plane to get on. So I'm not sure what happened there, but I can tell you that both teams have been there. Europe's been there. Europe's did a little bit different than the Americans. The Americans were pretty casual about it. It's like watching a football game when, you know, one team runs out there and, you know, they've got their team jerseys on. You know, they may not have pads, but they're warming up. And the other team shows up in T-shirts and, you know, and they're warming up. So I'm not sure about the formality of it. It seems like the Americans were much less formal than the Europeans, who already went there last week. But one thing to note is the week before the Ryder Cup, there are no PGA Tour events. So I think that it's good they're all out playing in their respective PGA Tour events right now. And as for the Ryder Cup captains, they're still active. I mean, yeah, I know that, you know, whatever they want to do down the road, they still have to maintain their game. They're not going to give up their golf game for 2 years to be their Ryder Cup captain. They still need to play. You know, both of them are getting close to the senior tour. And so with that, it's not shocking to see them out there. Plus, they really need to see what's going on with their players who are playing in those tour events. So the Fortinet tournament right now in Silverado, California, it's just it's a wonderful event, and I think you're going to see some low scoring. You're going to see a lot of people that are just trying to maintain their tour card. We'll talk about that a little bit later when we talk about the PGA Tour and how the fall FedEx Cup points are different this year and how they're going to manage it to get more interest in the FedEx Cup for the fall.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this is how they're going to pick the teams. I was reading the whole discussion that you may not see regular teams at selections because some of these guys will play this particular course better, may not be the number one guy on the team, and it'll be interesting to see how they're going to pair them up to handle this topography.
Especially in the alternate shot portion of it.
Yes.
And the scramble part, not the other part where it's a best ball kind of thing.
Now, you played in those type of formats in the past. What's your favorite format of the events that will obviously be played?
The alternate shot is the worst. That's the divorce open waiting to happen. you are just going to be angry with your partner, so you apologize right off the first tee. Say, I didn't mean this, but I'm going to throw you under the bus.
And that's where chemistry comes into play.
Exactly.
Zach's got to have a good feel of how Carrie and Mike get along or how.
Well, you know what? Mike, and Bill's exactly right. It is about chemistry. You know, as twice past president of the North Florida PGA, one of the things you get to do is you're the captain of your cup team, where in our particular part of the world, the North Florida PGA plays the South Florida PGA. Okay, so, and we take our 12 top players, and it's interesting because as a golfer and as these players, even as club pros, and some of them have played on the tour in the past, they've got big egos, and they have to be able to play that well. And it's not a bad thing. You've got to believe in yourself. You got to believe you're better than everybody else, and you got to go out there and have confidence in yourself. So here you are, the captain, who can't hit your rear end with both hands, and you're trying to figure out how they get paired. but your word is final. And Bill, you're right. You know, there's a lot of personalities and different things. No matter what you do, you're just not going to do it right. Unless they win, and when they win, you look like a genius. If you lose, then you look like a chump.
This Ryder Cup conversation is brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra, and they're going to be participating with us starting on Monday nights in a big way, John Rager, this coming Monday night. In fact, when we take a look at the shots and squares, we'll talk a little bit about that, but very, very pleased with the fact that we've got Michelob Ultra. And breaking news, before we went on the air, we just announced that Yuengling Flight down in our flight deck, that's what this lower course, when you're given lessons, is going to be identified. Tell the kids or whomever you're going to be giving lessons to, you're going to be on the Yuengling course. This is the Michelob Ultra course, the upper and the lower, Mr. Butner.
Oh, I like that. Sounds like Baltusrol here. The lower.
I like that description too.
And I also think that's a really perfect choice as far as if we, you know, a sponsor of a golf show, Flight. I think it just makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. I thought that was kind of brilliant of Yuengling, and you know, instead of Yuengling Light, Yuengling Flight. And they brought their entire sales staff here on Monday. I got their simulators up and running. I hung out with them for a couple hours, and by the time I got done, they're going to write a check.
Hey, that's America's oldest brewery, Yuengling, and I can tell you that when you walk in, you walk into the entrance of Ferg's on the side there. We're going to go walk upstairs to the 19th hole clubhouse, full swing simulators. When you walk up the stairs, right there on the door, in the wrap, is the Yuengling Flight right there. So it gets you all excited about hitting a golf ball down there and having a good time, and of course having one of your favorite brews from America's oldest brewery.
Now, question, Mike, was that before or after they saw you swing a golf club that they wrote?
I never swung a golf club.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's why they wrote the check. Okay.
Yeah. No. And in fact, I'm going to get him on one of these days. He told a hilarious story about playing in all these big time pro-ams all over the country. And I'll just make it brief and then we'll take a break. But the bottom line was this. He had a team that was pretty much, you know, average hacks, and it was a couple day event, and you're supposed to be playing, you know, your own shot day two, and he didn't get the memo, and he and his team came in, and he said we were horrible. Had a couple of doctors that just weren't very good. Had their kids with them. They come in and it's day two, and they're looking at the scorecard. And he said you shot 4 under. He goes, well, that's not really that decent, and he said, well, yeah, it is. He said, now for a scramble. He goes, scramble. He took his cart and they tore it up right in front of him. It wasn't a scramble. He said, you had a guy in your foursome that shot 110 yesterday, and you guys were 4 under. So that sounds like something that I might do.
Here you go. Creative scoring.
So what's this young lady's name? That's her home course in Italy.
That's the wrong person to ask.
You're her coach.
You're retired this year. So she was brought in as a junior from the previous college where the coach came from. So Lucille Latatma, I'll let you look it up and I'll let you pronounce it. How's that?
All right. Well, I just lost that, but don't worry about it. I tell you what we're going to do, John Rager. We're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back. Nice conversation with Gene Elliott. That'll be brought to you by Sea Dogs and, of course, Ice Pick Vodka. So let's take our first break here on the T Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back on the tee, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard alongside Tom Gribben, Kerry McNally, Bill Butner here in the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra.
And John Rager.
And John Rager standing by on the toilet from his house.
He gets plenty of love.
But after the beer, you're going to talk about John?
He gets plenty of love. I told you what he's doing. He's doing a Snoop Dogg commercial. That's who I'm going after next. I'm going to go after Corona because he's pulling the old Snoop Dogg commercial up there on us, sitting on the beach in St. Augustine, living the high life.
It's a superfood.
Margaritaville.
Exactly.
It's a super food.
That was, I tell you what, though, fellas, I want to thank all of you collectively. That was a lot of fun last week.
That was Jimmy
Buffett.
That was great.
I thoroughly enjoyed your stories, which were superb. And anybody that listened, we had a lot of listeners, by the way. I love the three people who came over from Tampa Bay, the Parrot Head Club. They're just good old folks, you know. And I enjoyed that immensely.
They were fun. Good having Pete Merrigan here, too.
He told some great stories. Seemed like a great guy.
He's playing up at Billy Stonecrab on payday. What is it? Hump day, payday, and pray day. Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays.
Well, I'm going on payday.
Let me know, because we should go up there and have dinner with at Billy's. You ever been there? Great.
No, but Perry looked it up, and we're going there on pray day.
No, but he's not playing on Monday.
Because there's no payday in my world. There's no payday in your world or my world.
There's a lot of hump days.
Yeah, Bill Butner and I've got that. We've got something in common.
Yes. We have hump days and pray days.
Yeah.
No paydays.
What are you two up to over there?
I was making
I'm trying to stay on point.
Impossible.
And you two.
No. You're right. Go ahead. Stay on point.
We're horsing around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Look, he's got a built-in excuse now for those duck hooks.
Exactly.
Speaking of,
my 2 days are heyday and maydays. That's my 2 days.
Mayday.
I thought maybe I was going to have to do a Mayday. How are things at Feather Sound? Let's do a little
Feather Sound.
But we're trying to get Gene Elliott on here.
Well, so Feather Sound, tomorrow night, we've got Nine and Dine, which is really, it's a really cool thing. We have a shotgun right at 5 o'clock, and then everybody comes back into the clubhouse, and they have a nice dinner, a couple of entree choices.
I like that. Nine and Dine.
Nine and Dine. Yep.
And then you eat.
Yeah, and we're also going to do a Nine and Wine. I think with a lot of the lady members at some point, we're going to do night golf. We've got a lot of fun things scheduled for Feather Sound Country Club. And oh, by the way, it's exciting to announce that we just introduced a new membership tier, and it's the executive membership tier. It's only $500 initiation, and then it's $150 a month.
Can I trade that out in advertising?
Yeah, it gives you access to the restaurant for happy hours. We have lots of happy hours and lunch with, you know, business, because there's not a lot of places around Feather Sound to have lunch. The Cafe Pont closed, and as you know, Chris opened up a couple of places in Tampa. And then you have access to our great pool. We have all this great new day beds and really cool resort style seating around the pool now. You can play golf 8 times a year on our championship course. Which has
on the executive membership?
Yep, on the executive membership, you can play 8 times. And then you have access to the tennis courts 8 times a year as well. So really excited about it. We're, you know, we're looking at people from Raymond James and Franklin Templeton and ReliaQuest and all those wonderful corporations that basically surround us at Feather Sound Country Club. Learn more about it. Just go to fscc.club to learn more.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to talk to a fellow Iowa Hawkeye football fan. He went to the University of Iowa. He is Gene Elliott, and I'm going to let John Rager, who just as if he's at the Outback on T number one, introducing somebody, go ahead and bring Gene Elliott into the conversation, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the first tee, please welcome the 2000.
I lost you.
Yeah.
I got cut off. Somebody cut my mic off. Who cut my mic off? Okay, let's do that again.
Let's go.
Let's just do that again. Ready, everybody? Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Ready? Okay, my mic is on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on the tee, 2021 Senior British Amateur Champion, the 2021 U.S. Senior Amateur Champion, plus partnering with Mike McCoy, the victorious Walker Cup captain, the 2015-2019 U.S. Amateur Four Ball. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gene Elliott.
How about that, Gino? You know what? These guys give me a bad time about the state of Iowa because I'm so loud and proud about it. I had Danny McCarney on just the other day, but it's great to have you back on. But I don't think we're going to get an introduction like that anywhere else. Do you?
No, they don't. They don't take that long on the first tee to do it.
Well, you've got the resume that deserves it. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. Doing great. Had a couple weeks stretch at the U.S. Senior out in Lake Tahoe, California, and then the Canadian Senior up north of Vancouver in Canada. So just got back a few days ago from that.
Are you back in Iowa or are you here in the Sunshine State?
No, I'm back in Iowa. You know, I do have a day job. So once in a while, I got to show up for that.
In Iowa?
He's got a family business. How many years has the family business been? Many years.
53 years. Yeah.
Gene, what is the family business? Please give us get a plug in there for the family business.
Sure. It's called Elliott Equipment Company, and my mother and father formed it out of our house in Fairfield, Iowa, where I was born, Southeast Iowa, Basically, what we do is we sell municipal city-type things like garbage trucks, street sweepers, sewer cleaners, things like that, big ticket items.
Wow, I need a garbage truck for most of my material.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's a comedian. Dumpster fire. So
we cover about 7 states in the Midwest and have 5 locations. So, you know, it's just another way to compete besides hitting a golf ball.
Well, let's talk about, I know it was a great week for you looking back at your close friend and former partner on many, many events. And you guys have competed for decades against each other. But how proud were you of Captain Mike McCoy, who I believe we'll get on next week? He's with Nate at the Mid-Am. But how proud were you of that team? And then, of course, the leadership of our own Mike McCoy.
Well, I tell you what, this isn't just a one-week deal for Mike or any Walker Cup captain. Mike had been working at this for close to 2 years since he was announced the captain. You know, he was going to some regional college tournaments, the NCAA college golf tournament, U.S. Amateur, Western Amateur, Southern Amateur. I mean, he was traveling around getting to know these kids over a two-year period, getting to know their parents, getting to know their college coaches, you know, so that when they pick the team, you know, he knows personalities and who will get along good with each other and that kind of thing to pair up. Because at Walker Cup, the foursomes, with, you know, they call it foursomes, we kind of call it alternate shot. That's something we don't do much over here in the States. So, but Mike, I could tell he was worried. You know, he had one of the most powerhouse teams I think we've ever had in the Walker Cup, but we're playing over there at St. Andrews, the old course, Lynx Golf. Only one guy out of the 10 had ever played Lynx Golf. So, you know, he had good reason to worry. And after the first day, we were behind. And they interviewed him on Sunday morning. He looked like he aged 20 years. But anyhow, he was working hard at it. And I know he put a challenge to the kids on Sunday, and they came through. So it was fantastic for the United States and the Walker Cup team. But you know, kind of Mike, one of my best buddies, to do that at the home of golf and everything. You know, you couldn't have written a better script.
You know, if I would have reached out to you, I probably could have. I had his number years ago when he was on my show up north, and his son Nate. I was actually in Denver, and I went to the USAM at Cherry Hills. I bet Mike was out there during that period. That was August 15th through the 19th, and I had a superb time. But I guarantee you that Mike probably was at that event too.
Oh yeah, he was out there. I know he was doing some traveling, well, because that's a long tournament with 2 days stroke play and then six matches. So he went out there actually a couple different times. So, he was watching that closely because the winner is an automatic pick on the Walker Cup team. So, but it was Nick Dunlop who was already who had already been put on the team. So.
Kid from Alabama. That was fun watching him play. He's going to be a force when he gets to the tour.
Hey, Mike Rickard, let me for our listeners out there, just let's frame this a little bit. As far as a lot of times when you watch the Walker Cup, you don't realize you're looking at future greatness. You're looking at some of the future tour pros. I'm going to run down a quick list here of PGA Tour pros that have been on the Walker Cup team: Jack Nicklaus, Tom Kite, Lanny Watkins, Curtis Strange, and Jay Haas. Craig Stadler, Jerry Pate, Davis Love, Colin Montgomery, Monty, Patrick Henrickson and Paul McGinley, Bill Mickelson, David Duval, Tiger Woods, Justin Rose, Luke Donald, who is now the European Ryder Cup captain, Bill Haas, Ricky Fowler and Rory McIlroy, who both are on the Ryder Cup now, Webb Simpson. And so you just go down the list on and on and on. Even Tommy Fleetwood's been on it, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Rodgers. So a lot of times you don't really recognize these young players. I was really impressed to hear that Mike McCoy actually traveled around to really scout this out. You know, it's much more of an involved thing than you think to be able to go actually personally get to know these players just like they do with the Ryder Cup. So anybody on that Walker Cup team you think is going to be we're going to see on the PGA Tour pretty soon there?
Oh, I think you got five or six of them on there that'll make noise pretty quick. You know, that Gordon Sargent played in the Masters this year, and he led the field in driving distance. He's a sophomore, maybe a junior at Vanderbilt. you know, I mean, these kids are so good, so young now that like I said, that Nick Dunlop and Caleb Surratt, he is an impressive guy. I mean, it seems like it doesn't end with this upper echelon of college golfers. And as we speak, Stuart Hagstead is in the finals of the U.S. Mid-Am, looking to win his. They've had a lot of rain trouble out there in New York at the Mid-Am, but he's five up after 18 holes. It's a 36-hole final, but he's looking to add his third U.S. Mid-Am title. So he was on the Walker Cup.
Nate McCoy's out there with his dad, Mike. Is that what you were telling me yesterday?
He was out there earlier. Nate won his first two matches and then lost in the round of 16, Sweet 16.
He's a great kid. I always enjoyed when he was at Iowa State having him on the show and following in his father's footsteps, and just a great family as well.
Hey, Gene, a quick question for you is that earlier in the broadcast, Mike had asked me a question about the U.S. men amateur and the difference between that and the U.S. amateur. Someone who's been around that intimately, just describe what that actually is to our listeners out there. What is the U.S. mid amateur about versus the U.S. amateur?
So the U.S. amateur, anybody can play at any age. The U.S. mid-amateur, you must be at least 25 years old. And the idea behind it is once you get into your mid to late 20s, 30s, and on, you probably have a job, you probably have a family, and it's hard to compete when you have responsibilities that a college kid doesn't have. All he has is college and where he's going to get his next beer and play golf. So
don't forget the girlfriend probably too on that one.
Well, probably he's juggling a couple girlfriends too, but doesn't have the life responsibilities that what we call a mid amateur has as far as job and family type things. So anyhow, it was created, I believe, in 1991, and to give kind of the working guy a championship, and the winner does get to compete in the Masters, and so it's a very valuable cherished tournament to win, and Mike McCoy won it in 2013 and played in the 2014 Masters. So, Stuart Hagstead is got an opportunity today to win his third, and I believe the last time he played in the Masters, I think he finished 28th. So he's made the cut and played with those guys. He's 32 years old now and a heck of a player. So,
hey, Gene, have you ever played golf with John Spider Miller?
Oh, sure, Spider, you bet.
Well, yeah, 25 years I spent as the announcer for the Champions Tour event down in Tampa, and Spider caddy for Arnold Palmer 1 year. And he met Arnold Palmer because Spider won the U.S. mid-amateur 1 year, and he got to play with Arnold Palmer in the Masters. And I remember this so well because we asked Spider, because we knew him, he's a beer distributor, and he would spend some time down at the Old Memorial Golf Club down in Tampa. And we asked him, what's it like to caddy for Arnold Palmer? And he says, I'm more nervous now than I was when I teed it up at the Masters. And we go, really? He says, yeah, this is really nerve-wracking, caddying for Mr. Palmer. There must be, thousands of people around the first tee. Nobody can get in and out. It came time for Arnold Palmer to tee off. And Spider left Mr. Palmer's clubs on the driving range, like 50 yards away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoops. No. Oh.
And, Gene, nobody was budging. Nobody. And so Spider, we had police there. They parted the crowd. Spider ran over to get the golf bag and everything. He comes back, and there's like, it's like 10 deep. No one's budging. So he goes, hey, John, here's a tee. So he throws a tee over everybody's head. I catch it. Here's a golf ball. He throws the golf ball over everybody's head. Here's a driver. He throws Arnold Palmer's driver over everybody's head onto the first tee. I'm collecting it all. I'm handing it to Arnold Palmer like it's King Arthur's sword or something.
This
Here
is
you go,
great.
Mr. Palmer. And Arnie tees off. We announce everybody. And this is when he played with Jack and Gary when they would play together in these Champion Tour events. And the crowd just, boom, was gone. As soon as Arnold Palmer teed off, he's the last one to tee off. And there's Spider standing next to the bag. And Arnold Palmer looked over at the other caddies and go, can you keep an eye on Spider today for me?
That's but, classic.
Yeah. No, I know Spider pretty well. We're both members down at Seminole. And him and Arnold Palmer became very, very close. They're real good friends. So, that was a neat relationship.
Hey, Gene, let's talk about the last two events you played up in Canada and on the West Coast, or not quite the West Coast, but certainly a lot cooler than we are feeling right here in the Sunshine State, which you'll be migrating down to eventually. Let's talk about your last two events.
Well, the U.S. Senior was at Martis Camp in Lake Tahoe area, a real high-end place. I didn't play very well. I made it to match play, I birdied the 15th and 16th holes to get the one up in the match. Unfortunately, a couple funny, unlucky things happened on the last two, and I lost the last two to lose the match one down, which was pretty disappointing. But then we went up to Canada right from there. And We were actually north of Whistler, British Columbia, which is, they've had the Olympics in there. It's a ski, very mountainous area. Kind of just fumbling along the first few rounds. And after the third round, I was in 11th place, seven shots back. And I was just kind of, really don't have a B game going. And I, you know what, if a guy could shoot 66 today, it might do something. And I knew they were going to set the course up tough, and they did. And I got off to a hot start and three under through four. And then I kind of just maintained, and I came to the last hole, par five, and I laid up short of the water and at about 74 yards in. Well, at this point, now I've gotten to one under par for the tournament, and the leaders are around four or five under, and I'm about an hour ahead of the leaders. But I've climbed up the leaderboard. I'm like in a, like fourth place or something, and I hit this 74 yard little 60 degree wedge in there, and it took two hops and fell over to the right side and went right in the hole for eagle. And so I jumped from one under to three under for the tournament. I shot 67, and there was only two scores under par that day. Now all of a sudden, man, I could be, you know, kind of in this thing. But the leader still had three or four holes to go, and they were tough holes, and all of a sudden they're making bogeys and doubles. And I went to the driving range and tried to stay loose. And all of a sudden my wife says to me, "You've got the lead by yourself." I go, "You got to be kidding me." She goes, "No." She goes, "This guy made a double. This guy," she goes, "you're sitting at three under, and the next best is two guys are at two under." So they got to the 18th hole, and I said, "Well, I want to see this." Now I'm at one under, and there's actually three of them are at two under, and it's the par five hole. And long story short, one of them made a 20-footer for birdie to tie me, and so we went into a playoff. And we played number 18 again, and he knocked it on in two, and two putted for birdie and beat me. So, coming from seven back to finish second, I wasn't too disappointed with that.
Bravo. We're talking to Gene Elliott. Incredible success. And that was the first stop, of course, from the University of Iowa, and just an accomplished amateur golfer John's already given the resume to open the show, but very impressive. And you're so humble. I thought you were going to say, you just kind of struggled along, but there you are. You have a playoff to win it all. So how was your second stop then?
That was the Canadian was after the U.S.
And okay, gotcha.
Yeah, hit it to the round of 64 and didn't get any farther. Not too good of a showing, so.
Yeah, so a very successful road trip. And, of course, you're blessed. You always have your wife on your side, on the bag, and you got to absolutely love having that chemistry.
Well, and Canada is one that she doesn't caddy in the U.S. senior, but Canada and in the British, she caddies both of those, and she just loves it. I love having her out there and on the green with me and kind of supporting me, so we make a great team.
Well, yeah, she might know a little bit about your chemistry. How many years have you guys been together?
Ask me that. I think 17, something like that.
Uh oh. I think.
You had to think.
Okay.
Well, Gene, I, as always, we certainly appreciate you coming on board and sharing your stories with us, the stories of your good friend, Mike McCoy, and his success with the Walker Cup, your successes over the year. I'm gonna keep blowing up your phone to get your input.
I'd like a prediction today. Can you give us a prediction today?
You want to give us a prediction on the Ryder Cup?
I like the U.S. chances. It looks like a modern golf course. I've seen a little bit, and I think it's a good team. You know, some people can question some of the picks, but I go USA all the way.
Well, who do you think is going to shine?
I hope Justin Thomas shines. You know, he's due. Now, everybody has a slump in this game. I don't care who you are. You know, the Europeans got a strong team. Rahm, Rory, Fleetwood. I mean, they're pretty strong. But I think the USA is gonna. You know, Kepka's a he loves the limelight and the big stuff. I just think we got a real solid team.
I think it's
yeah, Gene. I have something. I wanted to ask you about a prediction here coming up, and it has nothing to do with golf. The Iowa Hawkeyes are playing Western Michigan in football this Saturday at 3:30, and this is a layup prediction. I know what you're going to predict, but what's the score going to be of this game? What do you think the score of the Iowa Hawkeyes versus Western Michigan is going to be?
I have no clue with that stuff, but they ought to win by 30. That's all I
got to
say.
Exactly, Gino. And I didn't bring that up. Well, go Hawks. Thank you, my man. We appreciate you taking time.
Dion.
I've got this Florida State guy, North Carolina, and I have to deal with it all the time down here in the Sunshine State. But go Hawks. Thank you very much. And I'll be reaching out to Mike McCoy. We'll get him on and talk a little Walker Cup. Have a great weekend.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Great having you.
Gene Thank Elliott, you. Great conversation. Rager, where'd you come up with that?
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, but I know this, hey, listen.
They're going to roll. It's Western Michigan.
We are, next. Here's the deal. We are two pros and a hack in our humor cast, right, our humor team.
Yeah.
I kind of gravitate towards the humor team, and I didn't ask Gene this question, but, you know, when he found out he's in tied for a playoff, I know what our golf minds do at On the Tee Florida Golf. We're thinking, wait a second, playoff? This is cutting into our drinking time here. What do you mean a playoff?
Exactly. Yeah, you're hacked. Hey, let's just flip a coin. I don't want to play anymore. I want to get to the bar and drink some of that ice pick vodka or
exactly.
Our partners at Michelob Ultra. And now, as I said, we've got Yuengling flight, and the balls will be taking flight down in our simulator too. And we're going to be talking. Bill Buettner just happens every time we have a girl on the show, they hug him, and you know, she walks in. Sadie, first thing she does, she gives you a hug.
Well, yeah, it's good luck.
You're a huggable guy.
Well, why don't we introduce Sadie?
Well, Sadie's going to be on in about 6 minutes.
Okay.
Wow.
Sadie Chlapkowski.
Sure.
No, correct me.
Chlapkowski.
Chlapkowski, but I've heard them all, so that one works too.
Well, I'm looking forward to our conversation when we come back from break. Got a lot to talk about. She's a bogey.
Ask her about the 1%.
We'll ask her when we come back. You can ask her.
No, she'll
know. You're sitting across from her. All right, we're going to take our break, and we'll come back. We'll talk to Sadie, and then we'll talk to Mark Gigley. We're going to talk to Zach Johnson and, of course, Ryder Cup and have a little bit of fun here on the Tee, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, across from Tropicana Field.